Let's get to Can't Beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Samantha from Upton.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
I hear Samantha's grabbing coffee and flowers this morning. You don't have to do that for us, but thank you.
Oh, well, you know, I just love you guys so much.
We love you too. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So there are five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
The Jonas Brothers had a really tough time covering Friends in Low Places at their show the other night. Joe Jonas kept forgetting the words, so it just came off as really bad karaoke. Who sings Friends in Low Places?
Garth Brooks.
Tenacious D has canceled the rest of their tour and put all plans on hold after Kyle Gass joked on stage about Donald Trump being shot. He apologized and said the line was improvised. Which famous actor is the founder and frontman of Tenacious D?
Jack Black.
Dave Bautista used to get teased in the WWE for the really cheesy heart tattoo on his butt. He eventually got it covered with a cherry blossom tree. Bautista is known for his work as Drax in a Marvel series. Name the series.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. Deadpool.
Adele is creatively spent and she's taking a big break from music. Name this Adele song that spent 10 weeks at number one.
In these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim when I am drowning in this silence, baby, let me in.
Name the song.
Go Easy on Me.
What is it?
Go Easy on Me.
Question number five, JoJo Siwa says she realized she needed constant security after her house got swatted. Which reality TV show brought JoJo Siwa to fame as a child?
Dance Moms.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Did you give her number four?
I did not.
Oh, I never know when you're going to be a stickler. You're hard to read.
Well, I am bringing the coffee and the flowers, remember?
Okay, I'm going to give it to her.
And we're back.
And we're winning.
All right, I have Samantha getting 4 out of 5 correct.
It's a very serious game, Kennedy.
That's right.
Stickler for the rules.
So early in the morning.
I'm a stickler for the rules. Everybody knows that about me.
Some days you are, some days you aren't.
Samantha got 4 out of 5, by the way.
Yes.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yes.
The Jonas Brothers had a really tough time covering Friends in Low Places at their show the other night. Who sings Friends in Low Places?
Garth Brooks.
1-1. Tenacious D has canceled the rest of their tour and put all plans on hold after Kyle Gass joked on stage about Donald Trump being shot. He apologized and said the lie was improvised. Which famous actor is the founder and frontman of Tenacious D?
Jack Black.
As I hear it, word on the streets is they didn't have a choice. They had to cancel it because no company would insure them at the venue anymore because of them and what they said on stage.
Said.
Him. It wasn't they. It was him. It was only Kyle.
While they were on stage, what he said. Tied to 2, question number 3. Dave Bautista used to get teased in the WWE for the really cheesy heart tattoo that he has on his buttocks.
That's a large man to tease.
He eventually got it covered with a cherry blossom tree. Bautista is known for his work as Drax in a Marvel series named The Series.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
3-2. Adele is creatively spent and she's taking a big break from music.
Good for her.
Name this Adele song that spent 10 weeks at number one.
In these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim when I am drowning in
Easy on Me.
We'll accept that too. tied at 4. Question number 5. JoJo Siwa says she realized she needed constant security after her house got swatted. Do you know what being swatted is?
Yes, Carson.
I'm saying, I didn't know. I had to look it up the other day.
Seriously?
I'd never heard the term swatted.
Oh my gosh, it's happened so much.
Yeah, I
guess.
Over
the past like 10 years.
Yeah. I didn't know what it was. Yeah. I looked it up. If you don't know what it is, it's where somebody is doing a live stream or something.
Yeah, live stream.
And they will call the police and say you're doing something crazy. So like a SWAT team shows up on the live streamers.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's happened to huge streamers like Aiden Ross. And
yeah, I've never heard of that before. So anyway, which reality TV show brought JoJo Siwa to fame as a child?
Oh, Dance Moms.
That is correct. All right, 5-4-ish is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Samantha. I tried, man.
That's okay.
I tried. We're at 83 Leo M. Birmingham Parkway in Brighton, Massachusetts, if you want to drop off those coffee.
Or swatters.
Yes.
Let's not put that in the universe. No.
Samantha, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Samantha from Upton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kennedy, Joy from Medway. Say hey.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Joy is taking your husband
listen,
to...
Amazon Prime Day is a holiday in my family. That's Kennedy, good. I just want you to know.
It's important.
Joy is full of joy for Amazon Prime Day. All right, well, now we know, Kennedy.
Now you know.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Joy, so she can do some more Prime shopping while she waits?
Kennedy, can you please go shopping?
Good luck.
5 trivia questions. They're all pop culture, Joy. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. If you tie, of course, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
9 years ago today, Ant-Man was released, starring Paul Rudd. Rudd has had an incredible film career, but he also had parts in several popular sitcoms. Which of these three was he not in? The Office, Parks and Rec, or Friends? Which one was he not in?
I don't know. I'm going to say Parks and Rec.
Weird Al Yankovic will release a new single and video on Friday to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of his most recent album. Which instrument has Weird Al been known for playing for decades now?
Oh, God. I don't know. The accordion?
That's a hell of a guess.
Natalie Portman says her most important credit was as a guest appearance on an episode of Bluey. She said, "It's a very important show for my family, and I was really honored to be a part of it." Bluey is a cartoon dog from which country?
Oh, God, these questions are hard today. I don't know, Australia?
Emma Roberts is officially engaged. Roberts recently acted in a superhero movie starring Dakota Johnson and Sydney Sweeney that was called one of the worst movies of 2024. What's the movie?
Oh, was it like, I don't know, Catwoman or something? I don't know. This is terrible.
Question number 5. Yesterday, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck celebrated their second anniversary. J-Lo spent it with a friend. Who was J-Lo's previous husband before Ben Affleck?
Mark Antony.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Did you buy anything, Kennedy?
No.
Okay. Dan, do we believe her?
The computer's smoking in there. I don't trust her.
I'm going to log into my Amazon account under your...
No. Well, you don't trust me.
Joy got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, Joy.
These are super tough. You ready?
Yeah.
9 years ago today, Ant-Man was released, starring Paul Rudd. Rudd has had an incredible film career, but also had parts in several popular sitcoms. Which of these three was he not in? The Office, Parks and Rec, or Friends?
I know he was on Friends. I want to say The Office.
Good guess. 1-0. Weird Al Yankovic will release a new single and video on Friday to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of his most recent album.
Nice.
Trying to compete with your impossible parody?
I don't think so.
He feels threatened. He sees you in the rear view coming for him.
Which instrument has Weird Al been known for playing for decades?
The accordion.
2-1. Natalie Portman says her most important credit was a guest appearance on an episode of Bluey. She said, it's a very important show for my family, and I was really, really honored to be a part of it. Bluey is a cartoon dog from which country?
Australia.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
3-2. Emma Roberts is officially engaged. She recently acted in a superhero movie starring Dakota Johnson and Sydney Sweeney. It was called one of the worst movies of 2024. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of acting in that movie, actually. Can you name the movie?
Madam Web.
Yeah, I watched it.
I still haven't seen it yet.
I haven't either.
I watched it.
I heard that movie was so bad, Marvel came out and said, we're going to slow down on pumping movies out and increase our quality.
I felt so bad for them all, watching the scenes.
Yeah, she came after it came out, she made a bit of fun of it, you know, basically saying it's not great and I know it. And it's
no,
okay.
It's so, I just don't understand. As they were filming it, somebody didn't notice that it was going that poorly. 4-2, question number 5. Yesterday, J-Lo and Ben celebrated their second anniversary, Kennedy.
I know.
That's sad.
J-Lo was with a friend, and it was not Ben. Who was her husband before Ben Affleck?
Mark Anthony?
That is right. 5-3 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Nice work. As for joy, no joy in Mudville.
But we had a good time.
Oh, boom. Thanks, Mark Kennedy.
And I understand you took your husband to eye surgery today?
I did, yes. I know you guys because my mother is poopsie from when you guys were doing the pizza thing.
Yeah. Oh, please tell him we said hello.
We love poopsie.
I will.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
This is Joy from Medway. I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
That's a lot of letters.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Rick from Wrentham.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Kennedy.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Rick?
Sure thing. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
So there are 5 pop culture trivia questions. Rick, you answer more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. She is now over in that soundproof studio looking at the big board. Kennedy with 5,676 wins. 414 losses. One more loss for Kennedy, and we go to Redemption Week.
She's been holding strong for a little bit now.
Are you ready, Rick?
I'm ready.
Ingrid Andress apologized for her national anthem performance at the All-Star game the other night. She said she's checking herself into rehab and that she was drunk. Which event at the All-Star game did she sing the anthem before?
The Home Run Derby.
Tenacious D has put all plans on hold after Kyle Glass joked on stage about Donald Trump being shot. Jack Black said he was blindsided by the line. In 2008, Jack Black starred with Ben Stiller and Robert Downey Jr. in a comedy about a group of actors filming a war movie that turns into a real hostage situation. Name the movie.
Tropic Thunder.
This artist turns 48 years old today. Take a listen to one of his biggest songs and then name him.
She was like, come here, boy, I want to dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out. And she gave me a kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again.
Name the singer.
Luke Bryan.
Ryan Seacrest just had his first day as host on Wheel of Fortune. He's got a ton of roles in media, but one of his most well-known is hosting ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve special. Before Seacrest, who was the longtime host of the special?
Dick Clark.
Question number 5. The inspiration for the Pac-Man character was the image of a pizza with a slice removed? Name all four Pac-Man ghosts.
No clue on that one. And I should know it because I love video games, but I do not know that one.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Thought you had a shot there.
You were cruising.
Man, Rick. So close. Good morning, Kennedy.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, good.
What have you been up to today?
Talking about riding dirty, spending money on Amazon, stuff like that.
Sounds fun. I should check that out. Rick got 4 out of 5, by
Woo,
the way.
Woo, well done.
These are tough, too, and he's not messing around. Ingrid Andress apologized for her national anthem performance. She said she's checking herself into rehab, that she was drunk when she performed. She performed at the All-Star game before what event?
Oh, the Home Run Derby.
Tied at 1. Tenacious D has put all plans on hold after Kyle Glass joked on stage about Donald Trump being shot. Jack Black said he was blindsided by the line. In 2008, Jack Black starred with Ben Stiller and Robert Downey Jr. in a comedy about a group of actors filming a war movie that turns into a real hostage situation. Name the film.
Tropic Thunder.
It's so funny.
Tied at 2. This artist turns 48 years old today. Take a listen to one of his biggest songs and then name him.
She was like, come here, boy. I want to dance for I said a word. She was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out. And she gave me a kiss and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again.
Luke Bryan.
Look at you. Big bro country fan that
Toads.
You are.
Toads my goats.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Seacrest just had his first day of host of Wheel of Fortune. Of course, he's got a ton of roles in media. One of his most well-known is hosting ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve special. Before Seacrest, who was a longtime host?
Dick Clark.
Yep. Still has his namesake on there. Tied at 4. Question number 5. The inspiration for Pac-Man was the image of a pizza with a slice removed.
Mm.
Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, I learned that today. Do you know all four Pac-Man ghost names?
Yeah. Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde.
Inky, Blinky,
Pinky, and
Pinky
Clyde.
Pinky and Clyde.
Yep.
Is correct.
Woo!
From the 603 is the name of the Pac-Man ghost common knowledge.
Yes.
It is for Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. If you played as much as I did.
That is a fact.
And if not, you learned something today, so you're welcome.
I think I could have done 3. I don't know if I'd have remembered Clyde. Nice work, Kennedy. 5-4 is the final score, Rick. I'm sorry. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, but we really do appreciate you listening and calling in to play this morning.
We do.
What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Rick from Wrentham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.